proportion.
It's time for Nicholas Snow Live, the podcast that's all about connecting the circuitry of humanity. Connect with us at NicholasSnowLive.com. It's not radio. It's Gadio.
Good morning, everyone. It is 11 a.m. on May 1st, 2015, Pacific Daylight Time. I'm so glad that you've joined me. And in this episode, I'm speaking with Dr. Bryce Bentley Summers, who is the author of Queer Sense, Where Do Our Attitudes Come From? A Revolutionary Theory for Educators, Parents, and Anyone LGBT. In Queer Sense, Dr. Summers examines how people form attitudes towards sexual orientation for those who identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgendered, as well as those who are not. During his college years, he became interested in the infinite ways people can perceive and experience life. Queer Sense is a nonfiction guide for parents, teachers, mental health professionals, educators, and anyone interested in queer theory, and is focused on building acceptance toward the queer community. So that is my guest today. And for more information, go to BryceBentleySummers.com. And that link is also in the descriptive text of this episode. So I'll be back with our very interesting guest after this.
I want to give a big shout out of thanks to all my advertisers. You'll hear the commercials during the show. If this episode had a presenting sponsor, you would be hearing their commercial right now at the beginning of the show. For information on how to secure this sponsorship, or for the contact information for all my advertisers, visit NicholasSnowLive.com and click on the advertisers link in the main submenu. Spotlight on Palm Springs.
Come to Lulu, the award-winning California bistro. Fabulous breakfast, a luscious three-course Sunday brunch, scrumptious dinners serving fresh fish, perfect steaks, pizzas, salads, and more. Something for everyone. A three-course special to savor from $15.99. The best all-day and night happy hour. There's always a party at Lulu in the heart of downtown Palm Springs on South Palm Canyon and Arenas.
New designer furnishings, sparkling cocktail rings, vintage jeans and shirts for moms, teens, boys, and flirts. Area rugs and stylish bedding design your wedding. Shiny knickknacks and glam Hollywood throwbacks. You'll find it here at Revivals. Voted best of the Valley thrift stores. Now with even more new treasures, plus one-of-a-kind consignment and estate items. Fashion, accessories, furniture, it's all in store at Revivals. Find it here. Visit us at RevivalStores.com to find a Revival store near you.
Hi, I'm Nicholas Snow. Many of you know that I am HIV positive. I'm living powerfully with HIV because I benefit from the services of the Desert AIDS Project in Palm Springs, California, and I'm very happy to bring you this news from another grateful client of Desert AIDS Project.
I'm more proactive with my health now, I think, than I was before, and I think that's because there's other people that are being proactive with me. You know, there's people that are interested and concerned about it.
A lot of services that are very difficult to access to HIV-infected patients are gathered within one roof. We do have access to substance abuse counselor, mental health services, psychiatrists. We have dental service programs. We have nutritional programs, housing, case management. Very unique in the nation that all the programs, including medical services, are administered within one facility.
Coming here, I felt just an amazing amount of love from Desert AIDS Project. They are people who just care in the community, people who want to put a hand out and say, let me hold yours. And I think that makes all the difference in the world.
For more information, visit desertaidsproject.org.
And now, on with the snow, show, celebrating his fourth decade as a multimedia entertainment activist. Producer and host Nicholas Snow is all about honoring and expressing his life force in a way that makes a difference, while inspiring you to do the same. Reaching millions of people worldwide, Nicholas is definitely a leading primo promo homo on the go-go. Yes, over 6 feet of snow has just drifted into your podcast experience. And here he is, Nicholas Snow.
My guest today, Dr. Bryce Bentley Summers, lives in Dallas and grew up in Derby, Kansas. He received his bachelor's degree from Washburn University and his two master's degrees from California State University and Wichita State University, respectively, before receiving his PhD from the University of Houston in counseling psychology. During his college years, he became interested in the infinite ways people can perceive and experience life. Beyond Queer Sense, he has written 8 books that fall under the umbrella of Queer Sense, including the dark fantasy Amen to Rot series and its conclusion, Night God. His last 3 books, Fresh Meat, The Zombie Squad, and Rotville, will be published in 2016. Queer Sense is a nonfiction guide for parents, teachers, mental health professionals, educators, and anyone interested in queer theory, and is focused on building acceptance toward the queer community. So that's all very fascinating. And with me to discuss everything is the doctor himself, Bryce Bentley Summers. Welcome to the show, Bryce. How's it going?
Hi there. Thank you for having me. It's going well.
Good. I'm happy that you're here. I have not had the opportunity to read your book yet, but I certainly have read about the book. And so congratulations on yet another. I'd love to start out by asking you, are you personally gay or queer? How do you identify, and how did you form those views of yourself before you got into helping others really understand this process?
Well, I identify as gay, and when I was a teen, young teen, when I was 13, I came out to my parents, and when I did that, they thought I was confused, and so I decided after I came out that I was confused. I came out 2 months later to my grandparents, and that was while my parents were away, and my grandparents thought there was something wrong with me, and so they sent me to a psychiatrist without telling my parents, and the psychiatrist happened to be a conversion, into the conversion therapy, and I only went to see him twice because my parents came back, and they never found out about the psychiatrist. But I ended up being in the closet then for another 10 years before I came out, and I came out basically in my late 20s. And when I look back at those experiences, I have thought about, you know, that kind of led me to this idea of a queer sense about how did I form my identity, and how did social models, how did they help me kind of form my identity, and how did I connect the different models as far as in my life. So when I was a teenager, we didn't really have anybody who was out that was gay. Ellen came out on her show, and she was quickly fired. And basically the language we used around the gay community when I was a teenager, which was in the 80s, was pretty dark, and it was basically referred to the HIV epidemic at the time, and so it was not real positive. And that led me to Queer Sense, which, by the way, it's not been published yet. I'm trying to do crowdfunding to help me get it completed.
Thank you for mentioning that, because this is going out live on May 1st, 2015. People will listen to it in perpetuity, but if they happen to listen to this show within the next week or so, you do have an Indiegogo campaign going on. Tell me about the campaign, and I imagine if you search Indiegogo for Queer Sense, all one word, you'll find the page, but it's also linked from the descriptive text of this particular episode. So explain how people can participate in that campaign if they hear this broadcast in time.
Absolutely. And it's also on my website as well. If you go to my website, because you listed that, it was one of the first things you listed, and you can hit Queer Sense, and it'll show you the link there too. But the Indiegogo site has ways to contribute, and you do get a reward back. So for $1, you can get your name on the website. For $5, you get something else, and you can go on up and get a free get first access to the book, and get your name mentioned as well in the book, I believe. And there's different rewards that you can get as far as your contributions, and this all goes towards helping me get the book done, because time is money. So that will help in that, and also marketing costs a lot as far as there's always a lot of money that's put forth towards marketing. So this goes towards helping get it completed, getting it produced, and then marketed.
Okay. You know, what strikes me about your story is that you were brave and bold enough to come out at the age of 13. And I'm guessing that was that in the early 80s?
It would have been around 85, yes.
Okay, so the mid-80s, you were 13. You came out to your parents, and they thought that you might be confused. And then you end up seeing a therapist, and I do commend that part of the story, that adults in our lives would want us to help understand ourselves and what we truly might be going through. But you ended up seeing someone that believes that gay is a disorder and that he can convert you. And if there isn't, and I would imagine that could be a really traumatic experience. In my own life, I didn't come out to my parents until I was in my early 20s. I was living at school. This was in the early 80s, and my mom said she didn't want to talk about it anymore until I got serious psychological counseling. In my case, I went to a very open-minded therapist, and it only took me half of one visit because I got there late. It was on the other side of the metropolitan area where I was living. It only took half of one session for me to realize that it wasn't a problem with me and that I was fine. So you must have really strong views about the fact that conversion therapy still goes on, and that the fact that we're successfully creating laws in our society against such therapy.
Oh, absolutely. I'm very much for that. I'm very happy that Obama had announced that recently and made that stance against conversion therapies. I was very happy to hear that.
So let's delve more into the book. What would you say, what are the basic premises of your book?
Sure. Just like in a short sentence, queer sense is basically a model that describes how culture in itself shapes our attitudes towards queer people. And so we may be the most out and proud gay person, or we might be very anti-gay, or we might be ambivalent, but we all hold positive and negative attitudes, and sometimes ambivalent attitudes, or attitudes that are in between. And so this really looks at how culture in itself shapes attitudes towards people that are identified as queer. And probably the most unique part of the model is that there's three factors that are the most important, and that's social models, which can be a person like your friend, a brother, or sister, or maybe someone famous like Bruce Jenner that just came out, or Rachel Maddow, or someone else. And social models can also be institutions like the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, Boy Scout of America. So they can be institutions as well. And then with our social models, we make emotional connections to them. So we might really like our brother, and our brother might hold anti-gay attitudes. And we end up using a type of language, which is a third part, with a social model, whether it's an institution or person. And the interaction of all three of these factors, social models, our emotional connection to the social model, and the language we use, really is shaping our feelings towards queer people.
You have an amazing diagram. It's part of the scrolling photo gallery with this episode. It's called the Queer Sense Ecological Model, Formation of Affirmative and Prejudicial Attitudes Towards Sexual Orientation. Were you sort of just describing this graphic, or is there more to say about it?
I was describing that, and also it should also be, when I did this I did a presentation to colleagues at the VA, and I was just focusing on sexual orientation, but it also includes transgender as well. But as you see there's the person that there's, if people are looking at, you have the individual. The individual has a temperament, has biological components that make you who you are. And this is interacting with your microculture system, which is basically your immediate family, your people that you see on a daily basis. And basically your microculture system is embedded in more of a larger community network, which includes the state you live in, and the state is within a country, and then at the all of this, you're using that you have social models in these communities, and you're making connections to these social models, and you're using a particular language.
Okay, tell me about attachment.
Sure. Attachment. So if you look at Gallup polls and you look at the trend of Gallup polls, you'll see that over time, over the last 20 years, people have become more accepting to the idea of legal gay marriage. And one Gallup poll will stand out and say that people who know someone who is gay is going to be more likely to be more accepting of the idea of legalizing gay marriage. And the idea is that if you form a relationship with someone, if you are a heterosexual person and you might have been kind of unsure about same-sex marriage in the past, or you might even been kind of against it because of religious beliefs, but then you meet someone and you become friends with this person comes out to you gay, and you end up caring for this person, you have a really close attachment to this person, this changes the way you think about things. And this is you have now attachment to this person. And because of your attachment, you become, you don't hold on to those beliefs that you held on to before, saying, I don't believe in same-sex marriage because my Bible says so. You're more likely to think that it's okay, because now you have this person who you really connect to, and this person saying they want to get married to someone that they love, and it's a same-sex person, and you say, well, maybe this is okay. And so that's kind of what attachment is. It's your emotional bond to someone else. And in the literature, attachment's a very well-studied concept.
Okay. In 1988, I was on staff of the first ever National Coming Out Day. The whole premise was take your next step. And one of the things that the leaders in the community knew at that time, as a result of research, is that it showed that people who knew they knew someone that was LGBT would support laws that support us, and people who didn't know they knew someone that was LGBT were likely to not support laws that support us. And that is why the premise behind National Coming Out Day and another seminar that still goes on today that I did called The Experience said that basically coming out is the single most powerful thing that we can do. And as you have mentioned, the whole world is changing because so many individuals have chosen to do that, and some of those individuals have huge worldwide platforms. So we have seen a really transformative shift, and a huge example of that is what's happened in terms of attitudes around same-sex marriage. And I believe that the statistic is over 60% of Americans now support marriage equality.
Yes, that is correct. And it certainly was not like that when I was 13, because there were, as I mentioned, there were not any social models out in the media. And in today's world, you not only have people that are coming out, like in national sports like Jason Collins, but you have heterosexual allies that are aligning with the LGBT community, and people giving considerable amount of money. I think Brad Pitt gave a whole bunch of money to the Human Rights Campaign. Barack Obama came out in favor of same-sex marriage, even after he kind of struggled with it for several years, but he came out very strong for that. So now you have...
My personal opinion regarding President Obama is that he was never struggling inside his heart and soul, but that he could not be public about that. He had to say he was struggling about it in order to be elected, but I personally believe that he was already in favor. That's just my opinion, no way to prove it. But
right.
I think that our allies had to be sort of secretive about being our allies until they were in positions to really do something about it.
Well, and I think that is very true. And I think one of the sole part of queer sense is that I think it's possible people can have ambivalent attitudes because you don't even think about it very much because it's not a topic that you discuss. In the 80s, you didn't discuss LGBT kind of things, and today you can discuss it more because you have more people that are out. Like you were saying, the more people that come out, then the more exposure you have to LGBT people, and that just allows more of a discussion about it. And then, as you discuss things more, your ambivalent attitudes can become more solidified.
Very well said. I'm going to take a break, and when we come back, I want to talk to Dr. Summers, Bryce Bentley Summers, PhD, about his thoughts in terms of the origins of sexual orientation. Are we born this way? That's coming up next after this.
Did you know I'm an author? At the time of this recording, I have two books out. The first, A Living Powerfully with HIV Memoir, called Life Positive, A Journey to the Center of My Heart. It takes place throughout Asia and even in Palm Springs. It could be called Eat, Pray, Disclose. The second book, A Return to Brokeback Mountain, Photos and Interviews from the Historic Hollywood Premiere. To find these titles, go to NicholasSnowLive.com and click on Books in the main submenu. Hey folks, mark your calendars for early November because it's time for Greater Palm Springs Pride, Southern California's popular and longest-running LGBT festival in the Coachella Valley. Palm Canyon Drive is closed to traffic and transformed into a vibrant, pedestrian-friendly Pride festival unique to Southern California. Palm Springs Pride is also one of the sponsoring organizations of the annual Harvey Milk Diversity Breakfast, which takes place every year in May. Visit pspride.org.
The LGBT Community Center of the Desert is a nonprofit organization dedicated to enriching the lives of the LGBT community in the Valley through health and wellness, social and educational programs. The center advances its mission through a clinical counseling and internship program, senior programming, youth anti-bullying and suicide prevention support programs, a growing volunteer program, and signature special events in the community for its members and allies. For more information on the LGBT Community Center, visit them on the web at thecenterps.org.
In Greater Palm Springs, since 1979, the Desert Business Association has promoted and supported LGBT and allied businesses and professionals who join together for business promotion, economic development, educational, and humanitarian purposes. Their vision is to connect, promote, and build prosperity by embracing all members of the community to make a positive difference. They have many events every month. Find them at desertbusinessassociation.com.
This is Nicholas Snow Live, connecting the circuitry of humanity. Connect with us at NicholasSnowLive.com. It's not radio, it's Gadio.
And welcome back, everybody. My guest today is Bryce Bentley Summers, PhD, author of Queer Sense, Where Do Our Attitudes Come From? A Revolutionary Theory for Educators, Parents, and Anyone LGBT. In Queer Sense, Dr. Summers examines how people form attitudes toward sexual orientation for those who identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgendered, as well as those who are not. So we're continuing this fascinating conversation with Bryce. So, Bryce, I'm wondering, do you believe that we're born this way, to quote Lady Gaga?
Well, and I certainly would say that there's a strong evidence that there is a genetic components that, well, are there that cause you to be gay. Yes.
So if you had to, with your academic knowledge and life experience, if you had to definitively answer that question, yes or no, would you be answering yes?
I would say yes.
Okay, good. I believe the same thing. Now, something else I wanted to know, in your early teens, when you were struggling with the thought that you might be gay, were you one of those kids that other people perceived might be gay, and were you bullied because of it?
Well, I never came out when I was never showed mannerisms as far as being, that would suggest anyone that was gay, that I did the straight acting type of thing, and so no one knew that I was gay, and the only evidence, I suppose, that was there was I didn't date women. And that just made me odd. And by virtue of that, that kind of put me as an outcast, and certainly being teased and made fun of. And
okay, I was one of those that, even though I personally didn't know at the time I was gay, that I was called a fag and I was bullied and I was not athletic, and it was just a really traumatic experience, especially in elementary school. And junior high, it got a little bit better for me in high school because I started to become a leader and exhibiting certain talents, and I was articulate and outgoing, and that's how I learned that being an expert communicator was one way to get through all of the fear and pain that was surrounding me and that I was experiencing myself. What are your goals in your work? My life mission is to honor and express my creativity in a way that makes a difference. Do you have like a fundamental personal mission statement?
Well, that was well said of what you just said. I would like to use that one. That was pretty good.
Well, thank you.
go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, well, I realize that the idea of using your creativity to, and other people tapping into that, is something I really would like to do. I really have a lot of creativity in my mind, and I mean, it's fun to write and to do that all by myself, but at the end of the day, I want other people to be able to see it and be able to tap into that and maybe get something from that, and they can pass it on to someone else. That would be what I would want to do.
And are you in private practice as a counselor, or what do you do in addition to the writing?
I work as a psychologist at the Department of the VA, Veteran Affairs. So I work in the Dallas-Fort Worth VA.
Okay. So you're a bureaucrat. I mean, you're not personally a bureaucrat, but you're working in an intensely bureaucratic environment.
Oh, yes, this is very true. Yes, I do.
Yes, for someone that's really creative, I think that bureaucracy would be a challenge. So congratulations to you for being able to work in that environment, and thank you for your service. Is there anything that you would like to say about your work and your book that we haven't yet talked about?
Well, I would just say that as far as the queer sense piece, there are not any models out there that really discuss how we come up, how we have feelings towards LGBT people. And this is important to have a model in front of you and to look at, because there are some places where teenage students are trying to get gay straight alliances in their high schools, and sometimes that happens, and when it happens, those students have a network of people, not just of meeting other people that are like them, that are gay or lesbian or transgendered, but they also are opening a doorway to, now it's not a secret, it's not an issue we can't talk about. Other students are talking about it. Heterosexual students are becoming allies, and they have a support network. And whereas in some places, gay straight alliances are thwarted by the parents or by the teachers or by students. And in those cases, those students remain alone. The topic of LGBT kind of issues at all is not discussed, except in the context of making jokes about it or making fun of people or being bullied. And they've found that schools with GSAs are more likely, those students are not going to have mental health issues, nor will they attempt suicide. So at the root of queer sense, it's important to have these kind of models there so we can create atmospheres that are more accepting for people who are LGBT. And also it helps people who are heterosexual as well, because now you are connecting to people as well.
The book, Queer Sense, Where Do Our Attitudes Come From? A Revolutionary Theory for Educators, Parents, and Anyone LGBT, It's coming soon to a book location near you. For more information about Dr. Summers, go to BryceBentleySummers.com. Bryce is spelled B-R-Y-C-E. B-E-N-T-L-E-Y, BryceBentleySummers.com. There's an Indiegogo campaign. When does that campaign end? What is the ending date?
It ends in 8 days, so I believe May the 8th or 9th.
Okay, and I'm sure that if people listen to this after the campaign has ended, that you will still accept their support. They can reach you at BryceBentleySummers.com, BryceBentleySummers.com.
Correct.
Do you have a final remark?
Just thank you very much, Nicholas, for having me on your show. I really enjoyed it. Thank you.
Well, thank you for joining me, and I wish you the absolute best. I'm going to be posting a link to this episode online in about 5 minutes, and it will become available in perpetuity. I'll put it on the Nicholas Snow Live Facebook page. I will submit it to the Huffington Post. Hopefully, they'll pick it up as well. I want to thank the Huffington Post for their support of me and my show. I'm getting carried by the Huffington Post all the time. And I absolutely love that. And I love you for listening. And I hope that you all have a wonderful day. And I will see you all very soon.
You've been listening to Nicholas Snow Live. Find all of our advertisers and everything Nicholas Snow at NicholasSnowLive.com. Nicholas uses both Twitter and Facebook to alert listeners just as he's going on the air. Anytime, 24/7, you may direct tweet at TheNicholasSnow. Or post your questions, comments, breaking news, and gossip on the Nicholas Snow Live Facebook page. Nicholas may very well discuss your tweet or comment on the air when communicating with or about the show using any form of social media. Be sure to use the hashtag Nicholas Snow Live. You may also Skype into live broadcast from anywhere in the world. For Skype instructions and to review all the Connect with Show options I've just mentioned, simply visit NicholasSnowLive.com and click Connect with the Show in the main submenu. Nicholas also broadcasts regular video chats and interviews on his YouTube channel using Google Hangouts. So subscribe at YouTube.com/SnowBizNow. That's YouTube.com/SnowBizNow. For all of his social media links, visit NicholasSnowLive.com and click on Social Networks in the main submenu. This show is produced and copyrighted by Nicholas Snow Productions, LLC. All rights reserved. Thank you for being a part of the snowstorm. We are honored by your presence.